WMCHD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Enlightened philosophers tell us that we are divine beings in human form. Let's get real here. How can we live a busy life with a job, kids, and a mortgage and still be spiritual? Join CJ Liu as she tackles real life issues through a spiritual lens and talks with experts in relationships, work, and more. You'll get practical life skills and learn how to touch, feel, and experience a whole new way of living. Be a force for good. And fire it up with CJ. Log on fireitupwithcj.com and call CJ now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Live from CBS Sky Radio, New Horizons, No Boundaries, this is Fired Up with CJ. You can find her at her website, fireitupwithcj.com. This month, we continue to look at the environment, but focus on achieving harmony with our inner environment. And now I want to welcome CJ Liu.
Hello, everybody. Aloha. We have with us Kahuna Hiriwani Jim, who is one of my dear friends and is here talking to us about how we can actually take our male and female sides of ourselves and live in harmony with the earth, with people around us, and why that's so important to do so. So welcome.
Welcome, welcome. Thanks for having me here. Really appreciate it.
Yeah. So tell me about, so we were talking about this during lunch,
Kuhina practice.
Kuhina.
Kuhina. K-U-H-I-N-A.
Okay.
Ku is the male and hina is the female. Mm-hmm. And Kuhina begins by understanding female originally was just space. And Ku was that spark of life. Mm-hmm. Today, Ku looks like a man and hina looks like a woman. We encapsulize and code all of our stories around the feminine and the masculine. Mm-hmm. And we use these to define and describe the kinds of medicine we can practice and how we carry all of that knowledge without writing it down. Mm-hmm. That's a fascinating idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
But what does that mean? So you encapsulate it so you won't have to. So how does knowing these energies help you?
Well, first of all, it wouldn't be just energies. It would be the possibility of understanding the true nature of the masculine and the feminine. Feminine to hold space and masculine to spark truth into creation. Let me give you a very simple explanation. As a Kuhina practicer, what I get to do is to kill what is not supporting a healing issue and nurture what would support a healing issue. Mm-hmm. Now, a perfect example of how that looks.
So that would be your female and male sign working
yeah.
together.
So the male's responsibility is to provide mm-hmm. and to give radiation or light and support to the feminine who holds in space that truth.
Right.
Now, for us Hawaiians, everybody's included in one feminine and one masculine. Half your mother's gene and half your gene.
Right, so even if you're a male, you have half of you that's female.
Yeah, your mother's side, yeah.
Yeah.
And so if you're able to pull the two together, it's called embracing the paradox, and that actually cures.
Hmm.
Yeah. So let me see how this really fits into where you're at right now or where I'm at. Before we even begin to speak about Kuhina, we should actualize by voice the actual statement that makes it all work and make sense. Mm-hmm. Our purpose in Kuhina is to anchor joy. So that earth may be nurtured and bloom heaven here on earth now and evermore. That's the purpose.
Hmm. We're doing a bad job.
We're doing an unevolved job.
Yeah, yeah.
And bad is not necessarily bad. Bad is unknowing.
Okay, we're doing an unknowing job.
Yeah, we're not doing a good job at keeping the feminine and masculine in balance. That's
mm-hmm.
true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but... There's ways to work through that.
What are we? 60, 40, 90, 10? Where are we in masculine and feminine, do you think?
Well, we have actually come to the closing of masculine dominance on the planet. This is the big change
when
that's
that
happening.
Listen, I don't believe you.
Actually, if you really look, you'll know that the chairman of McDonald's is a woman. So is true with Walmart.
Really?
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
And they can't be doing what they're doing.
This huge... Well, they just got the job. Give them some time.
Okay.
I really want to go down this line of thinking. Do you know that in the United States, more corporations are run by women than men? I think Marie Shriver about 3 years ago made
that
clear. That is true.
Would they run by female versus men?
More corporations in the United States are managed and run by females than males. That would happen 3 years ago on NBC when Maria Shriver did her presentation to the world about that major shift in women's rights. The truth is, not only is the glass ceiling broken, it's being managed by women. And if you really, really look at the President of the United States, that boss is not only Obama. That is with Michelle.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's why I'm convinced that the idea that masculine dominance is coming to a close.
Well, so is there like some prediction, like the whole 2012 thing in Hawaiian culture, or is there a prediction that that's happening? Or
there is a consciousness of understanding that the prediction that is challenged is whether or not we shall come to the end of tyranny. Male tyranny. And there's a lot of evidence that in the last 3 years, tyranny has definitely dissipated because most of the dictators on the planet have left town. Mm-hmm. And the reason they're doing that is because women are standing up and fighting. There's a lot of evidence of that. The first example is a woman named Linda Twist, who operated UNICEF for many years, mm-hmm. and now operates another organization that instead of giving handouts are giving women loans. Mm-hmm. for sewing machines mm-hmm. and supporting their entire families from doing that. Mm-hmm. So instead of feeding them the fish, we are actually creating the technology with women to hold place in the planet's purpose. Mm-hmm. When women begin to stand up, they will save the planet. I'm not just saying that as a kahuna. I'm also quoting many, many leaders who are spiritually and physically present on the planet.
Because right now, if we are suffering from the tyranny of men, and who knows?
I would like to take a minute and say we're not suffering from the tyranny of men. We are suffering from the tyranny of masculinity.
Masculine energy.
It's very important because So our healing capacity in Hawaiian is not to see men and women separate, but to see all of men's energies in the right and all of the women's energies in the left.
Right, now,
who's holding the energy. So it really is important to see that it's beyond the body itself, but our ability to embrace the paradox within our own body. Mm. And that's the challenge.
Right.
Because all the fight is within. That is why we practice Ho'oponopono, very key balancing technology that supports the evolution of balance in the planet. We're looking for balanced abundance,
right?
Not zero limits.
Right.
Balanced abundance is what comes from Ho'oponopono because it's the skill and technology of endorsing and infusing the divine of itself within the feminine and masculine coming to balance. Mm. So that's why Ho'oponopono is critical for this time, and it's why it's becoming a global voice and word coming from the Hawaiian people.
Mm-hmm. How do you see once we actually balance these things? You made a statement that once we come to this balancing point where we recognize the truism that we are half female and half male, irrespective of our physical body.
You know,
I'm a woman, I may have like 80% masculine mm-hmm. energy, 20%, and I probably do. Mm-hmm.
Aha, uh-huh, as it goes.
They're like two men talking to each other, basically. But
well, you're a pretty man, I tell you that.
Okay, thank you. I'm the prettiest man that there is. That's the worst compliment ever. Okay, but once we have this inner...
Once we have this balance.
Once we have this harmony
uh-huh.
in the, you know, in corporations... In terms of economic development, where it comes
in the Western culture.
Yeah, in the Western culture. How is that going? You said once that happens, we'll be able to protect the planet.
Uh-huh.
Where did that come from?
Oh, my gosh. Where did that come from? That women have that power to save the planet. I want to return you to World War II.
Okay,
I really do.
That's good point.
I want to tell you that when all the men left the country, the women were responsible for making the bombs and making dinner. How they did that was they turned their front yards into gardens. And when they couldn't make enough tomatoes, they'd get it from their neighbor. And where were the men? Not there. Mm-hmm. But the woman did bring the United States of America through that time And the result is what we have now. Dominance of freedoms. And they will do it again, because not only men this time and not only women, but people will have the right to use their feminine authority to help nurture this planet.
What does nurturing the planet mean?
What that means is that to really get to the bottom line and get past all of religious dogma and just look at your body and says, oh yeah, it's true. I am animated mud. I am nothing but animated mud temporarily on the planet, and I am just as real part of Earth as Earth is a part of me. That the only thing that separates me from the Earth that's dust is the life that's in me. We call that aloha. The breath of God is in our presence. It means that you and I share that breath. And when we come to that true, unequivocal truth, we will nurture this planet. And bloom heaven, she will, as she does already in many places where there is balance. That's the thing we need to understand. Mm. When you're looking for where there is balance, you'll find a balance in feminine and masculine energies.
Where is
people.
There balance? I mean, that's not happening in the U.S.
Puna, Hawaii is part of the West. Puna, Hawaii is part of the United States. Puna, Hawaii is actually one example of that. There are places like Hanalei, Hawaii. Mm-hmm. There are places like Randolph, New York, where farming and organic farming is taking a firefly, really moving forward, where there is balance, where people can collect real foods made from gardens and share them in their community.
Because when that happens, you're saying those communities, I'm seeing the similarities between those communities, the women are holding the space.
The women and men who are in balance with their feminine are holding the space for both women and men.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because what they're doing is they're not looking at separate or individual, but they're looking at common goal. Mm. You see, for us to really take hold of the responsibility, we will find women take charge of their dinner table. Mm-hmm. And we'll find men taking charge of the water so they can produce that food from within their yard. Mm-hmm. Now, nobody really sees that possible because they're not talking to their grandparents.
Yeah.
Our grandparents in Hawaii are still alive, and they still tell us to plant the green onion in the back of the yard because it grows out of there.
Yeah. Yeah.
So as soon as we get this feeling that it is safe, and that's the biggest issue, is it safe to take on the responsibility of feeding ourselves?
Right. What?
Feeding ourselves, having enough garden in our backyard to make us safe to have food. That's where the balance can come from. You see, what the United
States... Are you saying I should plant a garden and I'll have balance?
I say that if you have a plant in your house, I say that you honor the plant by watering it every day. You are doing something very important for your own body's sense of balance. You're giving support and nurture. Now, you're going to get bored if you have only one plant. If you get excited a while, you're going to have a hanging plant of tomatoes. And before you know it, you're going to be like so many people across America. I need you to really hear this true fact that in the United States, between 18 and 26 years old, survey after survey has been saying that one out of every five people between 18 and 26 are foregoing education and looking for ways to grow food. That is a true fact. We know this in our Hawaii because we have centers that are developing for permaculture, which means farming in a very specific and balanced way. Yeah. We have organic farms. We have many different alternatives than the dying corn in the Midwest.
Mm.
And I tell you that I'm ashamed to say that I know that there's dying corn. I drove across America last year and saw the withering corn, the withering sunflower. But as soon as I got to Seattle and Washington, I saw fresh live sunflowers and corn growing in backyards, warm and well-fed by gardening, by men putting in the irrigation system and women telling men to do that. It really works.
All right. So mahalo, we have a kahuna, Kari Iwani Jim, co-author of The Wise Secrets of Aloha. He's speaking in Seattle at the East West Bookstore on April 18th. That's coming up soon at 7 to 8. And next we're going to be talking about what we referenced a little bit is how we can actually create a balance and abundance. So folks out there, make sure to subscribe to us by going to the www.firedupwithcj.com and you'll get a schedule of upcoming events, articles, and be eligible to win freebies. We'll be right back.